This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program, kind of a pre-Thanksgiving or early Thanksgiving, depending on what time of day you listen to the program. Jay Kirshner and Doug and James, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas, wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving. Have a good, safe weekend. Enjoy yourself. Don't overdo anything. That's easy to say because we all pretty much overdo it, right? It's kind of a waste of money. Why even bother, right? Everybody overdoes it. One way or another. I remember one Thanksgiving I really overdid it. I was sick. I had an upset stomach. I don't know what the heck I got. I obviously didn't just have mashed potatoes and corn, which is what my favorite is, but whatever I had. Sometimes, and this is sort of the warning that comes out of our conversations on the Food, Farm, and Family.com website, the things that you get may not be as good as you want them to be, not as fresh and not as pure. So kind of keep your eye out and use your sense of smell and taste, that sort of thing. The idea of being grateful, the idea of Thanksgiving, the idea of expressing yourself. I think maybe some people think it has to be verbal, and maybe it should be. Thanks, you know, Thanksgiving prayer, or we talk about the things that we're thankful for, and sadly it seems to be relegated to one part of the year. And this is the time from now until Christmas, people are all sort of in a better mood, and I think there's a sigh of relief, actually, because it looks like the situation one way or another may be sorting itself out in the Middle East. And so that's something that globalists who want to feel good and secure, those are the sorts of things you can be thankful for. But I think if you can just be grateful and kind of wear it like a cloak, like a coat. And if you do, and it's obvious that you're thankful, it feeds everybody. It sort of exudes and goes, it'll be contagious. You know what I mean? It'll not only be about your life, but it'll be about other lives. And then, of course, we have to contend with Black Friday, which in my mind has been redefined since I remember talking about this, was it 40 years ago? When did the first Black Friday take place? Those shopping festivities.
Oh, that is a good question.
I think it goes back 30 or 40 years anyway, when it was relegated to that one day, the day after Thanksgiving. And that would be the day traditionally that retailers would tell you they're finally in the black, and that's why it's called Black Friday. It has nothing to do with darkness or anything.
In the 1950s.
Was it in the 50s? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought it had been. Yeah, late 50s, something like that. So if you're looking around now, of course, everybody's abused it, and Black Friday lasts about 15 months.
Cyber Monday was a one-day thing, and then it started lasting the weekend, and then now Cyber Monday, people are like, we have to beat the Black Friday people, and meanwhile, let's celebrate Shop Small Saturday. Shop local.
Yep.
Shop small.
Thank you.
Family-owned.
Yep. You won't find me doing anything on Cyber Monday. I'm against it. Even if advertisers are supporting me by buying advertising on my program, I don't support it. I mean, I'm happy to give you the message, but I personally, I don't buy anything online. I just don't like it. And that sounds like some old coot, but I just resent, frankly. And it started actually not with what's online, but with Walmart coming across the country. And oh, this is great. Walmarts, they're fabulous. But they put everybody in town out of business. They put the drugstore out of business. They put the supermarket out of business. They put the hardware store out of business. They put all the local merchants gone. Out of business. So those
like
of you
a
who,
lot of, yeah, go ahead, sorry.
No, I just said those of you who think that the greatest thing since sliced bread, I'm sorry, I can't see it that way. But maybe I'm stuck in a time warp. Maybe I would like it to be simpler, more straightforward. a little bit, you know, we celebrate, say it again, Doug. There it is. We celebrate buying. It's sort of like a frenzy. Like we feel like we have to go buy stuff for somebody. We have to give a present to somebody. Why would you do that if you didn't really feel like you wanted? Why give a present to anybody that you don't want to give a present to?
Driven by obligation as opposed to being driven by the heart. And I get the big box stores like Walmarts and Targets and all of that. It's quick. It's easy. It's a one-stop shop where you can go and get absolutely everything. You don't have to travel around. But a lot of times these small locally owned places, they have a lot of those brands and you get better service. Yep. You have better customer service. If something happens or breaks or you need to take it back for whatever reason, I feel like they are more helpful. But a lot of these shops and stores, they have more unique items, these one-of-a-kind gifts that are just absolutely incredible. And it just, I don't know, I feel like it is a better experience. A lot of times there is something with gift giving where I think we've gotten lost of in viewing the person from whom we are buying the gifts as something that maybe they want or they need. And we buy things we like and we think the other person will like it. It's almost this odd selfish motivation.
Don't you like this? That's like trying to set somebody up that you don't really know with a new date.
Yeah.
It's the same exact
thing. Because you want the credit for them liking something or the credit for introducing them to something. I actually thought of you, Doug, yesterday. I was driving around looking at the Christmas lights with my son and there were so many Amazon vans on the road. I am talking.
Oh, my God.
He was late. He was up late. He had a hard time
getting
to sleep. And there were so many. I don't have the same problem you do. I don't notice them parking in the middle of the road. They all seem very courteous and move out of the way and park out of the way. But just the number, I'm talking like 10:30 p.m. at night. The number of Amazon drivers that were still out delivering everything.
Delivering stuff. Yep. Yep. All right. The acceptance of the terms of the agreement to settle things down in the Middle East for a little bit. Apparently the Israelis are acknowledging the reason they did it is because of pressure from the White House. So here we go. This is good. I think those of you who would say that nothing Joe Biden does is any good, I'm not a fan, but that certainly was a good influence. Whoever was doing the behind the scenes, I'm sure it wasn't Joe Biden, it was probably Blinken or somebody like that, but the Israelis say that the reason that the pressure brought on by this administration to stop fighting and to try to clean everything up, releasing hostages, that sort of thing, that was Netanyahu gave credit to Biden and his administration. So that's good. In the meantime, a couple of facilities that were tied to the Iranians, you see, these guys are they're the rotten apples behind the scenes. Apparently, they have some control of a portion of Iraq. You know, Iran and Iraq. Remember the Iraq-Iran war? And they tried to, you know, knock each other off, and they actually ended up getting nothing. They fought a war over nothing. And neither of them got any gains that amounted to anything. So, yesterday, the U.S. destroyed a couple of facilities that were right on the corner of Iran and Iraq. They were used by the Iranians to try to feed into what the Hamas fighters were doing. So, anyway. I'm looking around at some of the things. For example, there's a story about a production company today dropping an actress from a film after she posted what was depicted only as Israeli versions of events. Good God. So they're looking, everybody, if you don't think everybody is going to hire you isn't looking at your social media, she did not get the job because of what she posted on her social media. This is,
People are the guilty by association that if somebody says something, if you are associated with them in any way, shape, or form, they are going to cost you money. You become guilty as well. If you don't speak out for or against, then people think that you are, they write the narrative of what side you're on. And what we've been talking about too a lot with Israel and Hamas, that if people are acknowledging the casualties and suddenly they're being called Hamas sympathizers, which that's not the case, or anti-Semitic, which not the case. There are people dying on both sides.
But we were talking about guns earlier. I saw this, and I should have tied it to the other story I was talking about with regard to guns. There was a voter-approved gun control law in Oregon that went to court, And the judge says that this, and remember, this was approved at the polls. It's surprising they didn't find this out before the election, but it was approved. Now the judge says it violates the state constitution. Ruling requires people to undergo a criminal background check and complete a gun safety training course before buying a gun. So why is that unconstitutional? I understand the intent of it. I want to know why it's unconstitutional. Why someone would have an, especially Oregon, pretty progressive state, why would they have something like that in their constitution? Huh? Wait, what is more common sense than before you buy a gun, especially looking at some of the recent events of who has guns and how they use them? One of the things in gun safety...
Voters have the power to make amendments to state constitutions. We know this already.
Yeah, right, yeah. I'm not even understanding this. In Kansas this week, a school forced an 8-year-old Native American boy to cut his hair. So the tribe went to the American Civil Liberties Union, and they're representing the case. They have demanded that the school district rescind the policy at the elementary school that bars long hair for boys. It violates state and federal laws. It may not be your choice. You may not like the look, but it's not your business, in essence, right? This kid's from the Wyandotte Nation, attended a tribal gathering geared toward children. He saw a lot of men and young boys with long hair, and he said, oh, you know, I think I should have my hair. Why not? Let's have my hair grow like that. He's 8 years old, but you know, it might not be my choice, but why is it any of your business?
Right.
Well, that's the question. I mean, back to the other thing, the nonsensical laws that gets passed that are make sense or don't make sense, you know, depending on how they run through the mill, I think that the Oregon gun control law makes a lot of sense. I think this law doesn't make any sense.
And this isn't a private school. It's a public school.
No, it's a public school. Right, exactly. So the ACLU, which is not America's favorite group for sure, said the nation's history of multifaceted efforts to separate natives from their families and tribes to deny them rights of cultural and religious expression makes this particularly problematic. Be interesting to see where this goes. 18 after the hour.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. 800-500-2021. That's 800-500-2021.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Half the hour here on Thanksgiving Day. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen with the holidays in the focus. It's not just Thanksgiving. It's that we are all thinking about what's ahead. Eating, drinking. What is the old expression? Eat, drink, and be merry.
Yes.
For tomorrow. We're not going to all die.
We'll be leftovers, and we'll continue to drink and be merry.
The forecast for Thanksgiving travel, according to most of the stuff I've seen on various social media trending stories, and this is one of the things that's trending, travel trends on Thanksgiving. Hello, duh. There is a, if you're on the highway today, a lot of people wait till Thanksgiving morning. I'm traveling actually later today. I traveled to Los Angeles last night, and I'll fly from L.A. up to Napa Valley as soon as we get done with the program so that I can be with my son and my grandson and his wife and her family. So I'm going to join the 55.5 million people in our country who will travel this weekend. Starting Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Used to be that nobody would fly on Thanksgiving or Christmas. Well, I'm here to tell you because I fly on on both of those days with the thought, okay, it's going to be easier for me to sit up front because there won't be so many people flying. Not anymore. It is the same kind of crazy stuff on Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's.
Well, people can't get off work as easily anymore. It's people who used to travel on the Wednesday or the Friday, they have to work anymore, so they have to like actually travel on the day.
Right, exactly. All right, social media, all social media, those of you who are new to the program or don't listen every day, all social media handles, whether it's X or whether it's Facebook or Instagram, you name it, you can reach us at Good Day Networks with your thoughts. And so we've got a bunch of people who answered Jay's question online. What's the one Thanksgiving side dish or dessert that you require? This is non-negotiable.
Yes, right. Well, this is the weekend. I mean, forget all of the shopping stuff. This is the weekend of leftovers where we are having it day in and day out for the next couple of days. Buzz Ulrich says stuffing / dressing is the one for his taste buds, and Thanksgiving needs it, and you need the gravy, too. Phil McGeehan says, I go with peas, stuffing, and homemade cranberry sauce. Those are the non-negotiables.
Homemade. How do you make cranberry sauce? Just what you do? Mash them all up? How do you do?
Yeah, you do. Or like you boil them up. I made homemade cranberry sauce 1 year. I'll never make it again. But it was.
Sounds like that was kind of conclusive. Yeah.
It was one of the more time-consuming dishes I made that year.
Yeah.
Colleen Silva says, this is a sweet one. Colleen says her mom's sausage stuffing dressing, she's been gone for nearly 50 years, but she's with them every time that Colleen makes this dish.
Sweet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Who else?
Seth Thomason says homemade chicken and noodles.
That's great. Are you making the noodles? Are they homemade, too, along with the soup itself?
Oh, homemade noodles are so good.
Yep. All right, who else?
What coconut else cream pie is what Bart Johnson says is the non-negotiable. You have Carrie Peters, who says mashed potatoes. Yes. Mary McLaughlin says anything potato. Yes. Sean Watson, deviled eggs. Deviled eggs are good.
Kevin Hoffman says mac and cheese. Come on.
I get Norma that. Homemade mac and cheese is really good with real cheese. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Norma Ramos says green chili cornbread stuffing. That's probably got to be kind of hot, though, right? You think it's sort of a south of the border recipe. I'm going to guess that that's the case. We got a lot of, pumpkin pies and coconut cream pies and that sort of
There's
stuff.
There's always the debate of gravy, though, the brown gravy or the turkey gravy. It's turkey. It's with turkey. Have the turkey
gravy. Turkey gravy is better for you because there's no flour, at least for me.
It's just delicious.
With the gluten stuff. Yep. Yummy, yummy. Good things in your tummy here on Good Day. It's 28 after the hour.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the Inner Sanctum at the Calitrin headquarters. She would be the first to tell you that you can find out whatever you need to know by going to toploss.com, which is their website. So always I like to start a conversation with people with a question. This time of year, do people set a realistic weight loss goal? When you talk to people, I want to lose 100 pounds. Is that really feasible?
When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health. You are making a choice to lose weight the way that your body wants to, but it's not going to be a quick fix.
All right, so what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. That's on our website, toploss.com.
That's all at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A man who officials believe was a top assassin for El Chapo has been arrested in Mexico. Nestor Perez Salas was arrested by national security forces, and authorities are now looking to extradite him to the United States, where he's been wanted for nearly 3 years. President Biden has praised the arrest as a result of bravery and cooperation between the U.S. and Mexico. There's been a delay, but it looks like the hostages will be released early tomorrow morning.
A 4-day ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas will begin tomorrow morning, a day later than originally announced, as negotiators worked out final details of the deal, which is leading to the release of dozens of hostages held by militants and Palestinians imprisoned by Israel.
President Biden will be a part of the tree lighting ceremony in Nantucket tomorrow.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Good day!
Good day, sir!
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day listening to my gramps on the radio.
Sam and Dave. A nice Thanksgiving sort of a tune. I don't know how many people are going to listen to this at sit down to the meal, but this could be in the ambiance one way or another. Let me have a sip of my supper tea, all right?
Supper tea.
Supper tea. We have supper tea and breakfast tea, that sort of thing. I find the supper tea does more for me cleaning out my whatever needs to be cleaned out than breakfast teas. There are all kinds of teas. My daughter is an expert, having gone to school in England. She had every tea that you could possibly imagine over there and has become quite a connoisseur of teas. Kind of like Jennifer is of wine, my daughter is of tea. So she sets me in the right direction as to what kind of teas are good for whatever, or good for what ails you. Here's a story. This fellow, I just was thinking about something. That sounds like a stupid thing. I was just thinking about something. Well, let's hope I'm thinking about something if I'm going to be talking to people for hours on end every day. Something that was said by somebody who appreciated and was thankful for the things that we talk about and the uplifting mood that we put people in. It isn't always that case because the world is not always uplifting, but you can find stories and good things that can give people a reason to be optimistic about stuff. And so with that, I think of some of the others. This person, one of the things that compared me to Dave Ramsey, Dave has a different sort of approach. He's much more biblical and attributes his upliftment to things in the Bible. He has a great evangelical partner in the work that he does, and I think that has to do with that's how it plays into his messages that he gives you about money and that sort of thing. And then there's the network called K-Love that probably many of you, are you familiar with that, Jay? I'm sure your father is. K-Love is a national, it's sort of an inspiration. They have a thinly veiled connection to biblical messages. But it is, just because it's from the Bible, for God's sake, that doesn't mean it's bad. Most of the great stuff, the great thinkers, have been quoted, at least in times past, in the Bible. And there have been things that have been written in there that are incomparable in terms of messages of hope and salvation and things like that. So what's wrong with that? I'm not one of the wokest.
Caleb and the fish are the biggest ones.
Yeah, right. Well, the fish is a local ID that gets applied to stations. Like Salem's got a bunch of stations they call the fish. And they have their symbols infinity, and that looks like a fish, and so, okay. Well, and also from that comes the fish that Jesus found, right? The way that the fish were brought into the story. That's a pretty good story, right? That's a good story to have at Thanksgiving. You know, as much as I don't want to go down the woke path, I'm not going to use the verbiage that I saw. There's a group called Feeding America that's a nonprofit that works with some of these entities that I've just been talking about. They say that this Thanksgiving, 44 million people, including 13 million children in the United States, will be not having a Thanksgiving meal because they are what the wokest call food insecure. That's the new buzzword for people who don't have enough to eat. They are, I think that's, you know, come on, let's call it what it is. They don't have enough to eat. So what are you thinking as you go into Thanksgiving or maybe even into the holiday season, the food that's left over? You know how much food we waste at Thanksgiving? It's god-awful. And so if you know of somebody, maybe in your town, I'm sure there are a lot of people that are activated now, families that have no food or don't have enough food, they don't have enough money, that sort of thing. And so we talk about the holidays, Thanksgiving especially, you know, we overdo it, we eat too much because we have too much. But what about all these people? They turn to food banks to help provide what they need for their own sustenance, and sometimes the holiday food banks are more active than others, but there is, if you're looking for a charity that's valuable, check out feedingamerica.org, okay? Feedingamerica.org. Consider spreading the kindness. So, I mean, sometimes they say for $1.90 you can feed a family. I don't know if that's true or not, but whatever you can give, maybe even better to the local food bank that you have. I know it's probably, quote-unquote, easier to go to a website, feedingamerica.org, and send them some money. But if you've got a local, and most communities these days have a food bank. I must have one in Cleveland, right? Well, you are all over.
Yeah, I think everywhere does. And there's also not even just food banks, but you can find people in your own community who might need a little bit of help or assistance if you have some extras, some leftovers, not only for Thanksgiving, but nextdoor.com is a great website to go to where people can post for help, or if they know of a family who might be able to need a little bit of assistance, or if you know that you are going to have some extras, you can post about it and help people get different things they want, whether it is food or maybe some donations to get medication that they can't afford, different things. Yeah.
All right, so you're gonna like this. This is from the Doug's Around the World bin. People in Australia today are voting for two things. They're voting on four names for the country's first spaceship to go to the moon. All right, Australia's going to get on the game like Japan has and China has and Russia has and America has and the European Space Alliance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But here's what's different. They're also going to get to vote on who the astronauts will be. Who are going. It's not like NASA. Yeah, it is kind of. They've all been trained. They're from a list. But instead of, like, my friend Jay Honeycutt, God love him, I have to call him and wish him a happy Thanksgiving. He's a wonderful man. He ran NASA, the space shuttle, the Cape for years, and he's still with us, thank heavens. Really wonderful guy. Lives down there, still loves to be involved in what's going on the Cape. But he was the person who picked the first astronauts. His job when he first got there was to, he was a personnel guy, and he went out and selected Alan Shepard and John Glenn and all of these guys that were the first astronauts. He chose them. So I think about that, how they, you know, they were all pilots and they all had experience flying and stuff. So I'm sure the people in Australia have the same training, but they put them, you know, when they were selected, Jay would, when it got, you know, higher up the food chain, he had to go to the people that were running NASA, here are the choices, you know, we got this guy, we got that guy, and here's who I choose if I, you know, if it was my decision. So in this case, they've taken it out of the hands of the people running the Australian Space Agency and put it in the hands of the voter. I thought it was kind of cute, actually. Okay, now, we have a, this is one of those, huh? What did you say? A Texas woman has received a lifetime ban. She can never, ever, ever, ever again go on a carnival cruise. Okay, so what'd she do? Slap somebody? Push somebody overboard? She beat somebody up? Did she, you know, hit somebody with a ball? What did she do? She ingested, actually, I don't even know that she got that far. When she got on the ship somehow or other, CBD gummies were found in her luggage.
That she uses to help herself with sleep. We're not talking THC. We're talking CBD.
I take CBD gummies every night when I go to bed.
Yeah.
What are you, nuts?
And they were searching
for
what they figured out, but they, when she was going through security at the port to even, like, get onto the ship or whatever, they found something else and had to go through her bag, and that's when they found the gummies. They didn't even notice the gummies originally.
You gotta be nuts.
And they were like, do you have a doctor's prescription for these? And she's like,
it's
no,
none of your business.
Illegal. Like,
no. What a bunch of stupidos. At Carnival. I've often thought Carnival was the worst of the cruise lines. Now I pretty much have that solidified in my head. What a bunch of dopes. Really. And to have all of this, I think they threw her off and they didn't even give her her money back, but eventually her lawyer got the money back.
Completely banned. Well, and here's the kicker. So pretty much all of the states allow CBD. Idaho, Nebraska, South Dakota are the only three that CBD is illegal, but you can have medical exemption. It's not like that she was chartering the Carnival cruise ship out of Idaho, Nebraska, or South Dakota.
What a bunch of stupidos. Ay, 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 ay. Unga bunga. All right. Here's the another Walmart story. This is the portion of the hour, folks, that you're not thankful for. There's a mother who's facing charges today after a youngster fired a gun in Walmart, in a Walmart store. Right?
I believe this lady's what, facing, 2 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 years old.
Got the unlocked gun out of the handbag.
Yeah. Right. And fired it. Ay, 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 ay. Anyway, he had a minor injury to his forehead because the gun went back and hit him in the head.
Yeah, the kickback of it.
What kind of this woman shouldn't have this child. The child should be put up for adoption or something.
This woman should not have a gun. And I don't make that statement as in, like, oh, nobody should have guns. Negligent gun owners should not have guns. Why was the gun just in the purse, within reach of the child, completely unlocked?
Mm-hmm. All right, cranberries. You want to talk about cranberries? I think cranberries would be more fun. Talking about baby shooting up Walmart. If you have never, this may be Okay, we're going to go back to sleep now. It's not the most exciting thing to explore the life cycle of a cranberry. But maybe just for fun, for this is...
Total funsies. Let's do it.
Yeah. Cranberries have been around for a long time. I know more about them because they're native to Massachusetts where the mass holes are. And so we have lots of holes in the ground where cranberries grow. Matter of fact, they've been growing here for tens of thousands of years, and the natives consider them a delicacy. That's why they were at the first Thanksgiving, that first meal. Apparently, they go back to the Ice Age. They've been around for a while. They grow in those little cavities between the rocks. And then fast forward to when the American natives consumed cranberries. They call them Sassmaniquash, or something like that. I don't know how to pronounce the Indian name. Uh-huh. It meant numerous forms. They ate it. They made dyes with it. They used it as a natural healer for wounds. It had all kinds of health benefits, as it does today. They made their version of the cranberry energy bar. Isn't that funny? We think of energy bars as something, okay. In the last 25 or 30 years, we've had energy bars. But apparently, they used the cranberries and put them together in some sort of a mash, and it hardened, and they ate them. Now, what I want to know is where the cranberry came from. Where the name cranberry came from. A lot of different names have described them. By the way, England has a lot of bogs as well, just like we here in the Northeast do. But I don't know. That's a question I'm asking. I'd like maybe we post it just for the heck of it because we're talking about cranberries and it's appropriate to talk about them. The Cranberry Day started on the Internet about 10 years or so ago. So let's find out where cranberry got its name, shall we? 48 after here on Good Day.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back at 53 after the hour. It's Good Day Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen with some questions for Dr. Ken that you can dial in, by the way. 855-999-3684. Some of the questions make the voices actually make it onto the air. Some of the questions that we do, we transcribe to get them to Ken so he can answer them. But if you care to dial us up anytime, it doesn't have to be just when Ken's on the air, but you'll be thinking about it then because you'll hear me talking about it. But this phone line's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for calls and comments. Questions for Dr. Ken at 855-999-3684. Now, let's talk about a blood test. People are wondering about the risk for ALS, which is Gehry's disease, right? And what happens because of all the toxins that are in the air. We could probably say this. There's so many toxins in the air. I was talking earlier about plastics and what's happening after Halloween with all the plastic stuff, the disposable things, supposedly disposable, that we get. You know, packaging is a big issue here. And I'm wondering how that may play into this study. What do you say?
Yeah, this is, take note, everybody. This is out of the Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Psychiatry this week, Doug. Researchers that use the blood test to gauge a person's risk for Lou Gehrig's disease. This is amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, a mouthful. Horrible problem. And the test is based on exposure to environmental toxins such as pesticides and PCBs. It can also help predict a person's survival after an ALS diagnosis. So by looking at all the possible causes, it seemed like those two were at the highest in terms of being linked to people who were getting ALS. Just something to take note about.
All right, so this is an offshoot of something we talked about on a previous program when I asked you how doctors are going to deal with AI in patient care. One of the things the FDA is looking at, apparently, is the fact that there are no real rules. So would you be expected as a doctor to make up your own rules in your clinic as to how artificial intelligence may play into how you treat your patients?
Well, I think the general rule that we all act by, you know, we take an oath, do no harm. And so that's a general rule that if I was using AI, you know, I would want to use it to just improve the quality level of care. Where I think we have problems with it, you know, this is, I like to call it assisted intelligence, Doug,
yeah.
Where it benefits the patients.
I would like that. Yeah.
Where it's used to filter out who gets what, that's where I have trouble with. And, you know, and there are unfortunate efforts in various relationships to medicine to try to introduce it as a way to filter out who should get what. And
yeah.
And this is where you need, you know, a personal physician involved in these decisions, not the machines. And I think this is what most people are concerned about.
Next question. When will the nationwide Adderall shortage end? I didn't know there was a shortage of Adderall, but then I think I know what Adderall is. Isn't that for ADHD and some of the things, the mind disconnect stuff? And a lot of people need it. But ADHD is sort of a neurological disorder, right? Isn't it?
And, ADHD, yeah. Medication shortage. It is straining patients and families who are dealing with this. And hopefully, you know, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't think really anyone knows the answer to your question. And hopefully, this is a longer, bigger term picture about it. How and where we depend on where our drugs are made. And I think this is just a warning to our planning that we should be making medications here in America with adequate availability, adequate testing. And, you know, you get your medicines coming in from wherever, you know, is the FDA really out there checking enough?
Nope, not at all. They don't check anything that comes in. They don't even check the meat that comes in, the food, the products from other countries, never mind the drugs. And
this is a symptom of a big problem that hopefully we bring most of our, all of our drug manufacturing
back
locally.
Here. Yep, exactly. That's a word. And those are thoughts and sentiments expressed by all the people who are actually in the know. And speaking of people that are in the know, that's what Dr. Ken is all about. Here at your service on Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.